little report popped up over the weekend where some Trump insiders spoke to Axios and said that Nikki Haley, Donald Trump's former primary opponent, who, for the record, last week actually got 20% of the vote in Indiana, even though she dropped out of the race over 2 months ago. But anyway, these people inside Trump's campaign said that Donald Trump is actively considering picking Nikki Haley to be his vice presidential candidate this year, which, of course, is rather shocking news considering the fact that Donald Trump loves to call Nikki Haley bird brain and the fact that Nikki Haley herself says that she will not endorse Donald Trump for president this year. So the fact that he's actively considering her definitely raised some eyebrows, including apparently Donald Trump's eyebrows, because once he got wind of the report, he decided to put the whole thing to bed and said this: Nikki Haley is not under consideration for the VP slot, but I wish her well. It's actually kind of nice compared to, you know, what he usually says about her. He didn't insult her, so got to give him a little credit there, I guess. But again, this wasn't just rumors that Axios was reporting on. They heard this from multiple people inside Trump's campaign. So who's more believable in this instance? The man who told more than 25,000 documented lies in the 4 years that he was president of the United States, or the people who spoke to Axios? I'm going to go with the people who spoke to Axios, because not only did they say that Nikki Haley was under consideration, they explained why Nikki Haley is under consideration. And it's not just because, of course, you have a large portion of the Republican base that still supports her. Again, 20% in Indiana last week. I think she got close to 20% in the recent Pennsylvania primary. She's doing very well for somebody that dropped out of the race several months ago. And even though Trump is still winning those primaries, he's not doing well for somebody that's literally running with no opponents. If Biden were pulling in the horrible numbers that Trump is during his primaries, it'd be the only thing the media talked about. So Trump is struggling. Haley voters do not like him. Biden's actively courting the Haley voters. And Trump's out there saying, nope, definitely not going to consider bird brain here, right? But the insiders say it's not just about attracting Haley supporters. There's a little financial thing up for grabs, too, because they say that Haley is under consideration on the condition that she would help pay Donald Trump's legal bills. Of course, there's always got to be some kind of quid pro quo with Donald Trump, right? Like, hey, you bring in your supporters and you also pay my legal bills, and then I'll make you VP. Doesn't actually sound like a very good deal for Nikki Haley at all, but that seems very believable in spite of Donald Trump's insistence that this isn't happening. We know that Trump is still struggling to raise money. We know that the RNC is struggling to raise money. We know that Nikki Haley did not struggle to raise money, and she raised a lot of money from Republican donors who are sick of Donald Trump. Even now that Trump's the only one left, they're still not giving to him. And Haley is the lifeline to that money that Donald Trump desperately needs, not just for the campaign, but also to pay his legal fees. So if he were to bring in Haley, just politically speaking, not endorsing any ideas here, but if I'm a political strategist with, you know, just looking at things, Nikki Haley's the smartest choice for Donald Trump as his running mate. Like, 100%, no question. She brings in the most people. She brings in the most money. She helps shore up support with women voters, because polls show that right now, suburban women voters swing the election to Biden. Against Nikki Haley, even as Trump's running mate, those women flip enough to Trump to make him win. So Haley could secure a Trump victory in November if he picks her. But he's adamant it ain't gonna happen. But his aides say, if the price is right, she could absolutely buy her slot as Donald Trump's running mate. Rudy Giuliani, the bankrupt former mayor of New York City, who is having some financial problems right now, as we all know, with his bankruptcy filings. His financial status just took a very significant hit this past Friday when his WABC radio program was abruptly canceled in the middle of a broadcast. Okay, it's not like Rudy Giuliani finished off the week and then the station owner said, "Hey, thanks, man, but we got to get you out of here. It's over." No, no, no. According to reports, he was literally mid-sentence when dead air hit. And then, of course, the station owner, who is a MAGA supporter, John Catsimatidis, he filled in for the remainder of Rudy Giuliani's program over the weekend. So Rudy Giuliani got canned from what he has listed in his bankruptcy filings as one of his only sources of income. Now, a week or so ago, I don't even remember how long, everything blurs together at this point, but Rudy Giuliani listed, and I talked about this, he listed in his bankruptcy filings that he has three sources of income. He's got his Social Security check, he's got his podcast, and he's got that relatively lucrative WABC radio show. Now, it may not seem like there is a lot of money, by the way, in AM radio, but for conservative talkers, there is. Like, that has always been their bread and butter, right? That is actually what kicked off conservative media in this country. So there is a lot of money in conservative talk radio. And while we do not know the exact details of Giuliani's contract, like how much he was getting paid, I'm willing to bet it was definitely enough to keep him financially afloat. Podcasting, on the other side, trust me, can be hit or miss, right? Even if you've got a big audience, that doesn't always translate to big dollars. So there's no telling what Giuliani is pulling in from there. I don't think he's getting a lot of sponsored content either. So the radio show was really his bread and butter. Nevertheless, on Friday, Giuliani posted on Twitter, "I was just fired by John Catsimatidis and at 77 WABC Radio because I refused to stop talking about the 2020 U.S. presidential election." The New York Times reported, "He was mid-sentence when employees in the control room cut him off." So what happened was that this idiot, like, his only, like, line of finance, right? Like, your financial future depends on having this radio show. And they told him repeatedly, like, "Hey, we don't want to get sued, so let's not talk about the 2020 election stuff, right? Okay, just keep your hands off that and we're good to go. You keep getting paid, we keep airing your show, everybody wins." Giuliani refused to do it. So he's mid-sentence after going on a rant about how the 2020 election was allegedly stolen. They're like, "Nope, flip the switch, dude's off the air right now." Now, John Catsimatidis, the owner of the station, he said this: "We're not going to talk about fallacies of the November 2020 election. We warned him once, we warned him twice, and I get a text from him last night, and I get a text from him this morning that he refuses not to talk about it, so he left me no option. I suspended him." So maybe he's not fired, as Giuliani himself claimed. Maybe he is just suspended. Either way, while you're suspended, you're not going to get that paycheck that you so desperately need. Let's not forget that your own accountants dumped you last week, and none of the other accountants that your current accountant, or now former accountant, suggested are willing to take you on as a client. Now you've lost your biggest source of income, Rudy. Oh, did you ever think in your life, Rudy, that this is where you'd end up? Struggling for work, not having any money, losing everything you ever worked for in your life, and for what? To be denied the post as Donald Trump's attorney general. You bet it all on Donald Trump and your rolled snake eyes, buddy. You deserve everything that's happening to you at this point. Calls are growing for the Federal Elections Commission to investigate Donald Trump's presidential campaign for allegedly covering up hush money payments that they made to women during his 2016 presidential run. And we know that this happened because this was said in a sworn statement as part of a different lawsuit that the Trump campaign was hit with recently by former aide or staffer, I guess, AJ Delgado. Now, here's what happened. During the 2016 Donald Trump for President campaign, AJ Delgado was, in fact, a staffer for the campaign. She had a relationship with, Jason Miller. Sorry, so many Millers that Trump had. It was Jason Miller, she says. And she got pregnant and had a child from that relationship with Jason Miller. But upon becoming pregnant by a higher-up Trump aide, she was relieved of her duties. So she has filed a sex discrimination lawsuit against the Trump campaign, not against Donald Trump himself. But it was recently pointed out that in her filing, she's actually made some claims that could be criminal against the Trump campaign. Let me read you this. The payment that she received to keep her quiet, you know, hey, yeah, we let you go and you're pregnant, all of that. Here's money. Don't talk about what happened, who got you pregnant or anything like that. She said the payment would be routed through a middleman to hide the fact that the campaign had settled from the public and the FEC, Federal Election Commission. I thus have directed personal experience with the defendant campaign hiding settlement payments to women, routing them through a middleman law firm, which to the public would only appear as payments, quote, for legal services. So, according to Ms. Delgado, they paid her to keep quiet about the fact that she had become pregnant from Jason Miller. So she gets a bunch of money. Don't talk about what happened. Don't mention what happened, right? This didn't happen. You're just pregnant, okay? And now we're also going to fire you. But the payment didn't come from the Trump campaign itself, right? You legally can't do that, just pay women hush money payments. And by the way, from her statement there, it makes it sound like there's other women that this happened to as well. So they hired a law firm, as Donald Trump is known to do, according to the trial he's in New York. And instead of paying the woman directly, they had the law firm pay her off, and then they reimbursed the law firm, and according to the financial disclosures, Donald Trump's campaign paid the law firm $4.1 million over 2 months for legal services. But she says, yeah, that was the money they paid me off with, but they hid it from the FEC so that they wouldn't say, hey, that's an illegal use of campaign funds. Does this not sound exactly like what is happening with Donald Trump's New York criminal trial, folks? Like, it is almost copy and paste the exact same thing that's happening with Donald Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan. Like, comically similar. And because of these new revelations from this sworn statement in the lawsuit, because if you lie in a lawsuit, it's basically like lying under oath, so it is considered a sworn statement. The group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington is now calling on the Federal Elections Commission to investigate this 8-year-old event from the Trump campaign. Unfortunately, at this point, I don't know what the statute of limitations is for, you know, campaign finance violations, but I imagine 8 years is probably kind of the upper limit of that, if not over the limit. So will this result in a criminal investigation into Trump's campaign? Probably not. But does it kind of open our eyes a little bit to maybe the fact we ought to be paying a little more attention to what's happening with the Trump campaign? Absolutely. Because after all, Donald Trump has paid what, like 70 different law firms over the last 2 years? Now, he hasn't had 70 different law firms representing him in court, no. So when you take this story and you add in that new stuff from what the campaign is doing right now over the last 2 years, suddenly makes you wonder, are they paying off more women to keep quiet and disguising it as legal payments? Now that, to me, is definitely something the FEC needs to look into. Donald Trump traveled to New Jersey this past weekend to hold a rally. And according to estimates, there were roughly 80,000 people there, possibly upwards of 100,000 people there. But before I even get into the story, it is important to note that on Monday, video was in fact released from people that were at the rally. that showed shortly into Donald Trump's ridiculous speech, which I will get more to in a minute, people started filing out. So, yes, he had tens of thousands of people there, but by the time it ended, most people had already left once he started talking. So when you see these big crowd numbers that Donald Trump boasts about, 80,000, 100,000 people, you always got to wait for the video to come out to show that everybody just starts leaving once he starts talking. And when you realize what was happening during that rally, it's no surprise that people wanted to get the hell out of there early. Because at one point, Donald Trump pulled up a man who's being described as a registered sex offender by the media. He's a former NFL player by the name of Lawrence Taylor. And Lawrence Taylor had this to say. He said, "I just wanted to say I grew up a Democrat and I've always been a Democrat till I met this man right here," talking about Trump. "He will not have to worry nobody in my family ever voting a Democrat again." Now, here's a little bit about Mr. Taylor here. According to a report, in addition to numerous drug-related arrests, the former University of North Carolina star declared bankruptcy in 1998 and has had at least two stints in drug rehab. He was also arrested following a 2009 hit-and-run crash in the Miami area, although no one was injured. He was arrested the following year and later pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges of sexual misconduct and sex with an underage prostitute. He received a sentence of 6 years probation, but was ultimately arrested in 2022 for failing to report an address change. And that's the man that Donald Trump had up on stage with him in New Jersey talking about how much he loves Trump. Definitely a fine, upstanding citizen, if you ask me, right? No, that is horrifying. And apparently these are the kinds of people that Donald Trump attracts. But if you think that that is the only weird thing that happened over the weekend at that rally, you are sorely mistaken, unfortunately. Because Donald Trump continuously confused Beijing for Taiwan. He was slurring his words all throughout the rally. There's tons of video clips of him going around saying, because he couldn't, you know, speak properly. But it was his praising of fictional serial killer and cannibal Hannibal Lecter that really kind of made people feel the ick, if you will. Here is what Trump said about Hannibal Lecter for some reason. "Silence of the Lambs. Has anyone ever seen The Silence of the Lambs? The late, great Hannibal Lecter is a wonderful man. He oftentimes would have a friend for dinner. Remember the last scene? Excuse me, I'm about to have a friend for dinner. As this poor doctor walked by. I'm about to have a friend for dinner, but Hannibal Lecter, congratulations, the late, great Hannibal Lecter." I didn't think this was going to be a normal campaign at all. It was definitely going to be weird. Didn't think we'd ever hit the point of Hannibal Lecter is a wonderful man, though. I don't think anybody had that on their 2024 presidential campaign bingo cards. But here we are. That is a thing that happened, of course, after the registered sex offender gave his talk. So you got sex offenders and Hannibal Lecter's doing great in between all the slurring of the words. And yeah, this is where we're at with this campaign. Just when you think they can't get any more insane, they top it in ways that you never could have imagined. I don't even know what to say, but this is the Trump campaign. So if you're a huge fan of Hannibal Lecter and think he's just a misunderstood guy, then apparently Trump is your candidate. Thanks for listening to today's Fair and Balanced Daily. Stay up to date with all of our content by finding us on YouTube at youtube.com/fairandbalanced and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @fairandbalanced.